So our listener wants to remain anonymous. So she sent us a voice note explaining kind of how she landed this dream job at a law firm. We'll let her explain. We disguised her voice. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I just got a really big job. My dream job working for this law firm. It's huge. And like most law firms, it's mostly guys. And I am 3 months pregnant. I didn't tell them in the interview. I didn't tell them when they offered me the job. I haven't told them at all. I'm just going to keep it a secret until I just pop.
Mm-hmm. So that's what she sent us. And then she gave us some more clarity later on, just kind of in back and forth that we've had with her.
Yeah, just, you know, she's wondering what to do next. Part of her is just wondering if she should keep it a secret until she, quote, pops.
Yeah, starts showing, right?
Yes, or if she should fess up now. She's just worried, like, okay, what are the ramifications going to be? Like, are they going to be really upset when she's got to take a couple months off maternity leave? There's no way to avoid it.
Yeah, there's no way. Like,
at this point, so are you forthcoming and say,
I mean, I think you have to.
Do you,
I mean, you could,
do you say, oh, I just found out?
Maybe initially you just kind of fudge the details a little bit.
The timeline.
Yeah. And just kind of say, hey, I, you know, not to get too personal, but I have irregular times of the month.
No, we're not saying that. No, we're not saying that at all.
Why not?
We're not saying that. We don't need to get that granular.
Well, I'm
just
saying,
good news. I'm having a baby. Yay.
Well, I'm just saying,
I realize it's awkward timing. Because I just started this job, and then I'm gonna need to take a maternity leave here and down the road, not too distant future. Yay for me! Okay, great. Do we have a meeting today?
And then Trent changed the subject. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
What's
for lunch? Is anybody going to the food truck that's outside?
Do we need any more supplies for supply closet? I don't know. I don't know where her job is. Yeah. I think we drop it and deflect. Do we? Is that what we do?
See, I was going to go. Now, listen, before you cut me off, like you always do.
I'm already shaking my head.
Go granular.
No.
Because
why?
If it's a bunch of dudes, then maybe stereotypically they'll be like, oh, too much information. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You're trying to give too much information because it's dudes and you want to gross them out so they'll stop talking about it?
That's right.
That's your plan?
Yeah, my time of the month is irregular.
Stop! No.
And so I didn't know.
Because that's already inappropriate.
Normal. It's normal.
No, we don't talk about that time of the month in an office of guys. Or any office. No one needs to know that.
Okay, maybe that's not office appropriate.
It's not office appropriate. Where's Lisa from HR? She's got to be rolling in at some point.
All right, 502-795-1997. We have a ton of people jumping in.
Yep.
We'll get some, and several that are like, I was in this exact situation.
Okay.
So, all right.
All right, what did you do?
Yep, some pathways forward. We'll take those next. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. So, our listener on 99.7 DJX is pregnant. She got a job, her dream job, and didn't disclose it in the interview and wants to know, hey, how bad is this going to be when they find out I got to take 2 months off here in a little bit because I had a baby?
Yeah, is there going to be like repercussions? Should I tell them now? Yeah. Do I just keep it a secret until I just pop?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I was thinking, you know, hey, you just give them a little bit more information than you would normally rather than, hey, I just found out I was pregnant. And it's like, hey, if I typically have irregular, you know, periods.
What
and
in the world?
I didn't notice it at the moment, you know? And they're all dudes there. Maybe they'll get like, oh, okay. Yeah, whatever.
And then just stop talking.
And then you're good.
Liz is rolling in. I'm a nurse. PCOS is a condition with irregular menstruation. Run with it. Men will cringe. Congratulate her and run. No, Liz. No.
Just find that Zen. Find that
no.
Zen. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Okay. Melissa says, I don't think she should stress. I don't think it's any of their business. I wouldn't have mentioned it to them either. How would you even bring that up in an interview? LOL. Not to mention working at a law office should automatically tell you they should know better than to discriminate against someone who's pregnant.
You'd think.
That is a really good point.
You'd think.
And then I did kind of sound the little bat signal for Lisa, our HR professional, to roll in, and she did. Okay. She says, well, we in HR know people are going to lie or fail to disclose all information during interviews. But now that you have been offered the job, plan to disclose that information sooner rather than later. Focus on your performance on the job so they see you're capable and were the right hire. Yeah. But expect your maternity leave to be unpaid as you've not worked long enough to get those benefits.
Yeah, Lindsay from Shelbyville said, no one seemed to care at all. I was in the same situation. And like her, I wasn't upfront about it when I was interviewed either.
Okay. And so, she was 4 months pregnant. They still hired her.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's good.
It does.
These are all good things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Brittany says, I didn't find out I was pregnant with my first until I was almost 10 weeks. So it's both, you know, a completely believable scenario if you kind of say, oh, I just found out.
Yeah, I have irregular cycles.
You don't have to say anything about your cycles.
I'm saying if you drop that in there.
I think that's a little TMI for an office full of men.
It's enough.
You're new on the
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I know, but it's enough TMI just to give them, like, some credibility.
You can just say, I found out I'm pregnant. Yay.
So Sabrina said, I was in this exact situation. Didn't tell anyone until I signed the contract. LOL. Interviewed at 6 months.
Oh.
Being pregnant. Got the job.
Yep.
Then let them know. Took my leave. No problem.
3 months into it.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem. Had my second baby 2 years later. So now she's
a pediatrician.
Right. So, works with a bunch of female physicians.
Yes.
So, but she said that shouldn't be or should make a difference.
Yes. And again, Becca rolling in, it's against the law to discriminate for someone being pregnant. Something I would think a lawyer office, law firm would know.
Melissa's like, I'm also thinking that she should not mention her cycle.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Megan, legally, she had no reason to disclose that at the interview. They can't legally hold that against her.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All right.
I was going to say, I don't see why that would be information unless, you know, in an interview, sometimes you'll say, hey, just to let you know, I have pre-planned a vacation later this year. Is that going to be an issue?
Sure. I have pre-planned 2 months off. Also, will you guys be throwing me like a baby shower? That would be really great.
Right. Now, listen, Becca, who texts us with using my full name, Benjamin.
Yes, Benjamin. Mm-hmm.
Says,
she's serious.
Yeah. You live in a house full of women. You know better than to talk about irregular cycles. No.
Yes.
No, that makes me feel comfortable talking about irregular cycles.
Oh, does
cycles.
It?
Yes.
Does it?
Of course.
Okay.
You're talking to the person who had a half a semester of pre-med under his belt.
Did when they were all living under the same roof, did they sync up with their cycles?
I had three at one time, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that when you kind of stayed here longer at work? Maybe took your time going home? Because it was just a dangerous place to be.
I mean, you know. All right, what
all
else?
Right, congratulations.
Are we good? Yeah,
to
congrats.
Our listener who is pregnant, expecting.
Hey,
I think it's going to be great. So that's what we do.
All
we
right.
Tell them now. Joyous news.
That is joyous news.
Fun fact about me. This is great.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep
and
us
then
posted.
Do good work until that time comes.
All right, that is group therapy.